Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time to...
Let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
Blanket need to go sit his ass down.
I knew you was going to say
that. Trying to sue his grandma.
Sue his inheritance.
You don't sit your ass down. Boy.
We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. Right now, it's time to ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey standing by. All right, this is from Elaine in Cincinnati. Elaine says, I babysit kids in my home, and one child has been bringing roaches to my house. I started sitting his bag in my garage, and his mom saw it and went off on me. I have the right to protect my house. Should I stop keeping her son over this?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Take you, them baby, and that bag of roaches and pay it down to somewhere else. Now, all this here, what you know, I like your baby and everything, but your baby don't know. All in the cuff of the pants.
Yeah.
It's in the baby bag. We not finna do this here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand what you're saying, but we have a little infestation problem.
Mm-hmm. That's why the mom went off on her, because she's...
Take your baby. Take your bag of roaches, and you got to go somewhere else. Go down there to Creme de la Creme and see if they'll let you in.
The waiting line. All right. Yeah, cut that off. All right, moving on to Cherry in Brooklyn. Cherry says, I'm 58 and single. I'm renting my condo next door to a 29-year-old man and his girlfriend. I told him that I hear them having sex a lot. He said I should experience it for myself. Should I try this youngster out or keep it professional with him?
What? Yeah, go on, try it out. You're going to see what all that hollering about. Yeah, run down there if you want to.
Come on, Cherry, you don't want to do
yeah.
that.
Like yeah, a good neighbor.
Yeah. 29, yeah.
Okay.
She should experience it for herself. Wow.
On it now.
Okay.
But see, it's the way she took it to him, too.
How does she take it to him?
Get in your business or nothing, but... You know, you and your, I can hear y'all in there when you getting in your private time, and it's like really loud, and it's just, I can hear it, you know.
That's how she said it too.
You need to come on and experience it for yourself then.
What are y'all doing in there?
And then she put her hand on her. And then you
right.
Yeah. Experience for yourself. Now she done rode in. She done sat
now
down,
she's
got
thinking
some coffee.
About it.
Yeah, she done rode us.
Dear CLO.
She's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. But she spread her fingers across her chest.
How she do it on? How she do it on?
Oh, like she's put back.
All right. Moving on to Henry. It's been a long time since we've had a Henry.
Hank.
Henry in Tacoma says, I'm tired of my wife ordering cheap clothes on websites for younger women. She is forever 61, not forever 21. I want her clothes to be jazzy and classy, not trashy. She prefers to wear trendy clothes. How do I tell her I don't like her new style?
Well, how'd you just type it?
You want him to say what he just said to us?
Hey, baby, listen to me. I see what you're doing, but it's not becoming. It don't look real flattering on you.
What you mean?
And I'm just going to keep it real. You need to start watching what you order on this stuff, because it ain't befitting. And befitting, and befitting is code word for been fitting. Like, it been fitting different when you was 21, but you 61 now. You can't show everything you got at 61. Most
too old for that.
Yeah. You know, I look good. I can wear what I want to wear, Henry.
I know that's what you think, baby. But I'm just telling you, you look a little, it cheapens you. And, you know, you're such a classy lady. You know, I just like classy looking stuff like that. But you just looking. Well, I will, but you got to quit ordering them off of, you know, you can't, you got to quit buying all your clothes off of Amazon.
Not all of them.
Off of Fashion Nova.
You down there where Steve ordered these fishing shirts at. You got to get off that
side. Yeah, didn't you have a shirt on yesterday? From
Hell yeah. It was fly though.
Not at all on them button in there.
No, that's how you rock it, though. That's what, see, that was in the, and I didn't even see that shirt, but then it came up in the you might also like section. And I said, well, I'll be damned. How could you know?
How did they know?
Because yeah. I do like it also.
Yes.
And you know, you ordered like 10 at a time.
He's so crazy.
Somebody just order one.
Somebody knew
I don't even
Amazon.
Have to order no fishing clothes this year.
Why? You have
why?
Hell yeah, I seen your picture what I had on yesterday.
All right, last one, Steve, last one. This one is from Rhonda in Honolulu, okay?
Wow.
Rhonda says, I'm 37 and lonely. I work and I go home. So I tend to go on dates with people I meet at the grocery store or coffee shop. I have a high-paying job, but the men I meet do not. Is it cool to lower my standards, or should I wait for the right man?
Yeah. Go on to the grocery store. Keep shopping. You in there buying a head of lettuce. Now you coming out there with a man. Every time you go down there.
That's where she meets.
Have you lowered your standards? Do you have any? Well, if he down here trying to eat, I guess he cool. Most people go to the grocery store. You ain't met nothing down there, lady.
She's 37 and lonely, she says.
Okay, well, you ain't stay down there at the grocery store meeting men. Hey, if that don't work out for you, I got an idea. Why don't you go over to Quick Trip?
It's across the street.
Go to Quick Trip. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you go to a truck stop? Hey.
So what are you saying to her, really?
All the men at work, stop hunting for men, because it's not what you all do. Mm-hmm. You are not hunters.
So should she go online? What should she wants to meet people?
Online dating works. You know, they got dating sites that'll match you up. I had a couple on the Family Feud last week who met online. Let me tell you what this dude did. Black couple. Mm-hmm. He's an anesthesiologist. His nurse, his wife is a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. They met at work.
Okay.
He liked her at work, but he decided not to date her at work or say nothing to her because they worked together and he thought it wasn't professional.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
They both on the same dating site. The dating site recommended them to each other.
Oh, wow.
So they re-met on the dating site. They married today.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
There you go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.